The Turkish economy, with the coup attempt apparently put down by the elected government now. From Marketplace in New York, I'm David Brancaccio. Forces loyal to the government of Turkey have been rounding up perceived opponents of the regime after a military-backed coup seems to have failed over the weekend. But the Turkish economy continues to function. Its currency, the lira, fell 4.6% on Friday as the news broke, but recovered about half of that in trading so far today. The BBC's Rengen Arslan joined us via Skype from Istanbul.
Yes, definitely. The markets are open today and we didn't really see dramatic falls on the dollar side, for example, and euro is just doing fine. And the stock market is not terribly bad. So we have still room to be hopeful about the Turkish economy. Turkey is one of the economies in G20. But still, as you just mentioned, there are lots of uncertainties. Shops are open, but I can see most of them are empty. People have just don't feel the energy to go out and do the shoppings. Also, in the light of this recent bombings, which hit the mostly central places.
Now, Turkey, a member of NATO, Turkey with a population equivalent to Germany's, had high hopes of joining the European Union. Now, that of course would be called into question by some of this.
Yes, actually, if you just look at the Turkish people's feelings about it, we don't really have much hope about it. Maybe Erdogan's supporters still can have something, a bit of hope about it, but it is really hard to say. In general, Turkey has a belief in EU membership now because it's been so long since we have just started the application process and the many laws has been changed. But after what happened now, first of all, Turkey has to go back to itself and should rebuild all the institutions because, as you just know, thousands of police were being suspended from their duties today.
Police, thousands of police officers,
yes.
I understand.
Police, yes. Mainly Gulen movement were always accused of getting organized themselves in the police department and in judiciary. Yesterday, 4,000-something judiciary members were being suspended their duties. And today we woke up with the news that Interior Ministry has decided to suspend like 7,000 police officers in different levels, in different ranks, being suspended their duties. So it is not a big surprise for us.
The BBC's Rengen Arslan in Istanbul this morning. Now, it pays to be the brains inside so many of the internet-linked devices grafted onto us. There's news today that microprocessor designer Arm, based in Cambridge, England, is being purchased by SoftBank of Japan for $32 billion. Arm makes powerful chips that use battery power very sparingly. SoftBank is a telecommunications conglomerate. With the UK set to leave the EU, the British pound has been falling, making UK companies cheaper and therefore more attractive to foreign companies. Let's do the numbers. The 100-share index in London is up about 0.3%, but the DAX in Germany is down 0.2%. The markets in Japan were closed for a holiday today. Dow, S&P, and NASDAQ futures are all down. Dow, S&P, and NASDAQ futures are about 2.5 hours here before the opening bell, with the Dow future up 16 points, less than 0.1%. The 10-year Treasury yield is up at 1.57%. It's a landmark day for transgender people in the U.S. Under a new policy from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, doctors and hospitals that receive federal funding face penalties if they discriminate against people based on their gender or their gender identity. From the Marketplace Health Desk at WHYY in Philadelphia, Dan Gorenstein reports the industry must brace for change.
One study shows 70% of transgender people have experienced discrimination in healthcare, like a doc refusing to use the pronoun a patient identifies with, or inappropriate examinations, or even straight-up denial of care. Starting now, that's supposed to stop.
This is for their safety, their comfort, basically to respect who they are.
Dr. Barbara Warren heads LGBT programs at the Mount Sinai Health System in New York. Warren says policies are in place and staff have been trained when it comes to a patient's sleeping quarters and bathrooms. Now, it's about adapting all their records.
Our computerized systems are, you know, they love like binary categories. You know, you're a one or a two, and we're trying to figure out how to create a three.
Most hospitals aren't as far along, says Tari Hanneman with the Human Rights Campaign.
in our last survey, only 21% of hospitals had policies and practices in place that were specific to transgender populations.
Hanman says recently, more hospitals have signaled an interest to get on board. I'm Dan Gorenstein for Marketplace.
There's a new sign that toys are mainly pixels these days. Hasbro, second only to Mattel in the toy business, recently acquired an Irish animation studio called Boulder Media. Boulder has produced a series for networks like Nickelodeon and Disney. Marketplace's Rima Crace has more on what this means for Hasbro and the kids who play with Hasbro.
My Little Pony, My Little Pony.
This animated show is, well, not little. The sweet pastel-colored ponies are Hasbro's top licensed brand. Steph Wasink, an analyst with Piper Jaffray, says the My Little Pony show has solid storytelling.
But the actual animation itself is still a bit behind.
And that's how Hasbro's latest acquisition with Boulder could help. An in-house animation studio means better quality. Also,
more cost-effective, more nimble, quick, and plus this studio is certainly going to bring assets in terms of creativity.
That's Richard Gottlieb with Global Toy Experts.
It's a smart move.
Industry analyst Chris Byrne agrees. He says the deal also reflects how the toy and children's entertainment industries continue to meld.
It's a way to deepen the relationship with the characters that kids have and then to allow them a richer play experience.
At a time, he says, when more than 50% of children's media is consumed on mobile devices. I'm Rima Crace for Marketplace.
And if you want, catch our reporting from the Republican and Democratic conventions by listening to Marketplace's new pop-up podcast. It's called Politics Inside Out. We're taking a look at policy and our economy through the lens of insiders versus outsiders. Subscribe for free wherever podcasts are sold or go to marketplace.org/insideout. In New York, I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
Hey there, I'm Bridget, co-host of Million Bazillion, Marketplace's podcast for kids about money. I want to tell you about our email newsletter course, Million Bazillion Academy. In this new and improved course, we'll help your kids learn about crypto, credit cards, and inflation in just 6 weeks. Each lesson comes with a podcast episode, a fun cartoon, discussion questions, and an activity that lets kids apply what they're learning in the real world. You can start at any time and work at your own pace. Sign up today at marketplace.org/academy.